الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله والسلام عليه أما بعد قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى فانظر رحمك الله كل من سمعت كلامه من أهل زمانك خاصة فلا تعجلن ولا تدخلن في شيء منه حتى تسأل وتنظر هل تكلم فيه أحد من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أو أحد من العلماء فإن أصبت فيه أثرا عنهم فتمسك به ولا تجاوزه لشيء ولا تختر عليه شيئا فتسقط في النار والعياذ بالله. Al-Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, and this is point number 8 in the English translation, page 87, some of the brothers were asking where we had reached exactly in the translation. It's page 87, point number 8. So Al-Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, whose name is what? Faddal. Naam, what's the name of Al-Barbahari?
Abu Muhammad.
Abu Muhammad, that's his kunya.
Ibn Ali.
Al-Hasan ibn Ali.
Ibn
Khab. Ahsant, naam. Come on, ikhwan. Alhamdulillah, the names of the ulama, Aimmat al-Islam, we should try and memorize them, alhamdulillah, as we go along. Every time we say Al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, by recalling his name, it will stick with you. Naam. So Al-Imam Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he said, examine carefully, may Allah have mercy upon you, the speech of everyone you hear from in your time particularly. Examine carefully. May Allah have mercy upon you. Again, the author is making dua for you. Because Al-Ilm, as we said, Mabni ala Ar-Rahma, is based upon mercy. Because Al-Ta'allum, learning, seeking knowledge, Al-Ilm is based upon mercy, Ar-Rahma. So often we see the author saying, Rahimakullah, Yarhamakullah. Naam, and also the ulama after them, following this way. So he said, examine carefully, may Allah have mercy upon you, the speech of everyone you hear from in your time particularly, especially in your time. Now Sheikh Al-Fawzan, in his explanation, and we're going to go forward and then go backwards, so it might get a bit confusing. Ma'adira. Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, هذا في وقت المؤلف رحمه الله والمؤلف يكاد يكون معاصرا للإمام أحمد لأنه من تلاميذ تلاميذه. This was at the time of the author, and the author was close to the time of Al-Imam Ahmad, because the author, Al-Imam Al-Barbahari رحمه الله, he was a student of the students of Al-Imam Ahmad. So he's saying that about his time. When did he die? 329 Hijri. 329 Hijri. More than 1,000 years ago, he's saying, فَانْظُرْ رَحِمَكُ اللَّهِ. Examine carefully, may Allah have mercy upon you. كُلَّ مَنْ سَمِعْتَ كَلَامَهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ زَمَانِكَ خَاصَ. The speech of everyone you hear, especially in your times. And he was close to the time of Al-Imam Ahmad. So what about our time? With the internet, with social media, television, Al-Tilfaz, the satellite channels, everyone speaking. So Sheikh Al-Fawzani said, the author is saying this at his time, more than 1,000 years ago. There was no internet. There was no social media. There was no airplanes. Places weren't connected like they are today. يقول, he's saying, لا تعجل في قبول كلام أهل زمانك حتى تتثبت من. His advice is, don't be hasty accepting the speech of the people of your time without verification. Inshallah, we'll explain that, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. I just wanted to highlight that point. Don't be hasty accepting people's speech. And this is a qa'ida muhimma, how to have mu'amala, how to deal with the speech of the people. Kayfa nata'amal ma'a kalam innas. How do we deal with the speech that we hear in our time? The speech of the people, how do we interact with it? And this is very important. Important at the time of the author, but very important in this time, more so. Because of the challenges and the ways of fitting that we face. So he continued, so do not act in haste and do not enter into anything until you ask and you analyze it. Do not be hasty. Al-ajala min ash-shaytan. Hastiness is from the devil. Do not be hasty. Do not be hasty. Do not enter into anything until you ask and you analyze what you hear. What question should you ask? He gives us the questions. هَلْ تَكَلَّمَ فِيهِ أَحَدْ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم? Did any of the companions speak about this? That's a question. When you hear something, not heard it before, you ask, did any of the companions, رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ, did they talk about it? أو أحد من العلماء, or any of the scholars of Islam? فَإِنْ أَصَبْتَ فِيهِ أَثَرًا عَنْهُمْ فَتَمَسَكْ بِهِ. If you find a narration from them about it, cling to it. And do not leave it for anything. وَلَا تُجَاوِزُ لِشَيْءٍ. Do not leave it for anything. وَلَا تَخْتَرْ عَلَيْهِ شَيْئًا فَتَسْقُطَ فِي النَّارِ. And do not give precedence to anything over it and thus fall into the fire. Shaykh al-Fawzani said, commenting upon this passage from al-Imam al-Barbahari, rahimahullah, Abu Muhammad al-Hasan ibn Ali, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, لَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ فِيمَا تَسْمَعْ مِنَ النَّاسِ خُصُوصًا عِنْدَ تَأَخُرِ الزَّمَانِ وكثرة من يتكلم ويفتي وينتصب للعلم والقول. Do not be hasty with what you hear from the people, especially in later times, and when there are great numbers of people speaking and being appointed positions for knowledge and positions to give fatawa. And no doubt that applies to this time. You have many people talking bismiddin in the name of the religion. Many people are, it's said about them, who are Sheikh and Kabir. He is a major sheikh. Or who at Talib Fulan, or he's a student of so-and-so. Many people are speaking. So how do we interact with that speech? وَخُصُوصًا لَمَّا جَدَّتْ وَسَالَ الْإِعْلَامِ. Especially after the appearance of the media outlets, the appearance of television, the appearance of satellite channels. وَصَارَ كُلٌّ يَهْدُوا وَيَتَكَلَّمْ بِاسْمِ الْعِلْمِ وَبِاسْمِ الدِّينِ. And everyone is now talking and speaking in the name of the religion, and in the name of knowledge. حَتَّى أَهْلَ الضَّلَالِ وَالْفِرَقِ الضَّالَّةِ وَالْمُنْحَرِفَةِ صَارُوا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ بِاسْمِ الدِّينَ الْآنِ فِي الْفَضَائِيَاتِ. Even the deviant sects, even the people of misguidance, Nam and the people of deviation, they speak in the name of the religion on the satellite channels. And satellite channels, there are so many. Satellite channels, you have the Brelwiya, they have satellite channels promoting open shirk, promoting shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal, wal-iyadu billah. Calling upon the dead. Al-istighatha bil-anwa, seeking rescue from the dead. The Qadiyaniya, they have a satellite channel. They believe there's another prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa hawla kuffar asliyun, ma dakhalu fil Islam hatta yakhruju min. They never entered into Islam in order to leave it. They're not Muslims to begin with. The Shia, they have a satellite channel. Everyone has satellite channels. So there's so much information out there. There's the internet, everything. How do we deal with what we hear? Naam. So the Shaykh, he said, everyone is talking on these satellite channels in the name of the religion and in the name of knowledge. فَالْخَطَرْ عَظِيمْ جِدَّ. The danger is grave, it's severe, it's serious, it's dangerous. If you're someone that you don't know how to tumayyiz, distinguish between what is correct and what is incorrect, and you don't have قَوَاعِدْ كُلِّيَّ, principles that you return to, tarji ilayha, you're in a dangerous situation. If you're someone, when you want to know something about your religion, that you think that ana urid an a'rifa mas'ala min ad-din, or mas'ala diniya, you say khalas adkhul al-internet wa abhath fi google, and I'm going to look on Google. You're putting yourself in a serious dangerous predicament. If you're a person that you say, I'm just going to open up YouTube and type in a lecture and listen to whoever pops up, you're putting yourself in a dangerous predicament. So these are qawaid. These are principles, alhamdulillah, that enable us to practice our religion and inshallah to be safe. May Allah Azza wa Jalla allow us to die upon Islam and the Sunnah. He said, فَعَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُ. Now this is the kalam of Shaykh al-Fawzan, al-Allama Hafidhu Allah. He said, فَعَلَيْكَ أَيُّهَا الْمُسْلِمُ وَالطَّالِبُ الْعِلْمِ بِالذَّاتِ أَن تَتَثَبَّتَ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ مَعَ كُلِّ مَا تَسْمَعْ. He said, it is upon you, O Muslim, and especially the student of knowledge, specifically to verify what you hear, that you verify. Alhamdulillah, now you are tulab al-ilm, tatlubun al-ilm, you seek knowledge. Every Muslim should verify what they hear, but especially the student of knowledge. The talib al-ilm is not hatib al-layl. He's not like someone, hatib al-layl,
who goes out when it's pitch black and he's trying to gather firewood for his fire and he's just in the dark and he's just picking up everything. No. And he may pick up a snake and that snake may bite him and he dies from a poisonous bite. That's not the student of knowledge. He's not hard to believe. The student of knowledge, he knows where to take his religion from. He knows how to deal with the speech of the people. He has basira, he has understanding and insight in those affairs. He said, especially the student of knowledge, and all Muslims in general, it is upon them to verify what they hear and not be hasty in accepting everything that they hear. عَلَيْكَ بِالتَّثَبُّتْ وَمَعْرِفَ مَنِ الَّذِي قَالَ هَذَا. And to have knowledge. No, who said that? Before you accept the statement, you say, مَنِ الْقَائِلِ. Who said it? Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Oh, you who believe, if a sinner comes to you, then verify it. Investigate it. Investigate. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he said, Al-Isnad indi min ad-din, lawla al-Isnad laqada man sha'a ma sha'a. He said, the Isnad, the chain of narration, we hold it to be from the religion. If there was no chain, حدثنا فلان, أخبرنا فلان, so-and-so he informed me, that so-and-so informed him, that so-and-so told him, he said, everyone would say what they wanted to say. Everyone would say what they wanted to say. Islam is beautiful. No religion has the isnad except for Ahlul Islam. That's mean khasa'is hadil ummah. That is something particular to this nation, the isnad. No religion has it. The chain of narration. Who said it? Man al-qa'il. Because huwa yahmil al-mas'uliyya. Because he takes responsibility for what he says. That is why kalam al-majhul, the speech of the one who is unknown, نتوقف لا نقبله. We don't accept it. If we don't know who the person who said it, we're cautious with it. That's why the ulama of hadith, riwayat al-majhul, the narration of the one who is unknown, is not accepted. It's not accepted. So you ask questions, and remember these questions. Man al-qa'il, who said that? There's nothing wrong with asking that. Somebody conveys something to you, akhi, I heard someone say kadha. Say, man al-qa'il, who said it? Likewise, وَمِنْ أَيْنَ جَاءَ هَذَا الْفِكْرُ. Where did this idea come from? مِنْ أَيْنَ جَاءَ هَذَا الْفِكْرُ. Where did this idea, where did it come from? Likewise, ثُمَّ. Also you ask, what is it based upon? مَا أَدِلَّتُهُ. What are the proofs? What are the evidences? So remember these questions. Who said it? نعم. Likewise, where did it come from? What's the origin of it? What's the proofs for it from the Quran and the Sunnah? وَمِنْ أَيْنَ تَعَلَّمَ صَاحِبُهُ. Where did the person who stated this, where did he study? People are embarrassed about this question in this time. No. أَيْنَ تَعَلَّمْ. مَنْ شُيُّهُ. If you go to Sira Alam al-Nubala, we have it in the Maktaba. Any biography that you read, it mentions his mashayikh. If you go to Tahdhib al-Tahdhib, which contains the narrators of the six books of hadith, you can read all of his mashayikh, all of his teachers, all of his students, everyone he sat with, everyone he learned from. Why? Because alhamdulillah, through suhba, لا تسأل عن المرء وسأل عن قرينه فكل قرين بالمقارن يقتدي. No, ask about a person, you ask about those who he is with. Because a person can hide everything except the people that he's with. Somebody يدعي على أنه على السنة. Somebody says, I'm upon the sunnah. I'm on the sunnah. أنا مع المشايخ وحب المشايخ وحب الكتاب والسنة لكن هو مع أهل البدع. You see him with the people of innovation. يجالسهم ويصاحبهم ويتكلم ويطعن في أهل السنة. No doubt. We doubt the individual. كيف؟ بربهاري, what did he say? من السنة لزوم الجماعة السواد الأعظم الحق وأهله من فارق الجماعة فقد خلع ربقة الإسلام من عنقي. وَكَانَ الظَّالِمُ مُضِلًّا. Somebody doesn't want to tell you where he learned, there's something wrong. Who are your mashayikh? وَعَمَّنْ أَخَذَ الْعِلْمُ. Who did he take knowledge from? فَهَذِهِ أُمُورٌ تَحْتَاجِ لَتَثَبُّتٍ. These things, it requires verification. Not just someone, he comes to the masjid, he has an imamah, نَعْمْ يَلْبِسَ الثَّوْبِ, but you don't know where he came from. So these questions are very important. That shows and highlights the importance, what, of the books of Madha the Salaf. Then Shaykh Al-Fawzani said, فَالْفِقْهُ And inshallah, I'm selecting parts because وَإِلَّا هُوَ الطَّوِيلِ. He said, الْفِقْهُ فِيهِ عِصْمَةٌ مِّنَ الْفِتَنِ. Understanding in the religion, in understanding of the religion lies protection from fitan, trials and tribulations. Learn your religion. دائماً نَحُثُ أَنفُسَنَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Always encourage ourselves and you to learn your religion. Learn the Arabic language. Learn the Quran. نعم. Learn the Sunnah. Learn the مُعْتَقِدَ بَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. Learn the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. You return it back to the Kitab and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf of the Ummah. Look, Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, in understanding the religion lies protection from fitan. وَالْفِقْهُ هُوَ الْفَهَمُ. What is understanding? He said, الْفِقْهُ هُوَ الْفَهَمُ. It is understanding. الْفِقْهُ, knowledge of the religion, is understanding. قَدْ يَكُونَ الْإِنسَانُ كَثِيرَ الْحِفْظِ لَكِنْ لَيْسَ عِنْدُهُ فَهَمُ. A person may memorize a great deal, but he doesn't have understanding. Again, I'll give another example because we can relate, ikhwan, to the city that we're in. We know about stories, right? And we know about situations. Sometimes we don't have to mention names. The Prophet ﷺ used to say, "Ma balu aqwamin," what is wrong with the people that does such and such? You don't have to mention names all the time. In da'at al-haja ila dhikr al-asma, fala ba's biha. If there's a need to mention the name, there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes just generally alluding to it is sufficient. When a person came to this city, he memorized the book of Allah, and you could see that he was an individual. رُزِقَ بِالْحِفْظِ. He had memorization. However, even individuals, some of the people they ascribe to the sunnah, they rushed him. Oh, he's memorized this, he's memorized that. They never asked none of these questions. تَعَلَّمَ فَأَيْنِ أَخَذَ الْعِلْمَ عَمَّنْ مَنْ هُوَ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. And then we heard طامات كبرى يَتَّهِمَ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ بِأَنَّهُمْ يعني يُشْبِهُونَ الرَّوَافِضِ. Accuse the people of the sunnah of imitating the Rafidah, being like Abu Bakr during the day and Abu Lahab during the night. All types of tamat. But look, it wouldn't have even reached that level if people would have just paused and just said, hold on, qif. Awza'i said it, qif haythu waqaf al-qawm. Stop where the salaf stopped. You'll be safe. Just pause for a moment. Don't rush. Who are you? Where did you come from? Who did you study with? Who said you're qualified to teach? Basic questions. But look how they save individuals from all types of chaos. But the Sheikh, he said, memorization alone is not enough. لكن ليس عنده فهم. An individual may have memorized a lot, but he don't have no understanding. فيكون هو والعامي سواء. Thus, him and the common person, they're the same. The one who's memorized a lot and the army, the common person, who's not a student of knowledge, they're equal. Because both of them, they lack understanding of the religion. The Sheikh, he said, بَلْ رُبَّمَا يَكُونَ الْعَامِ أَحْسَن مِنْهُ لِأَنْهُ يَتَوَقَّفْ. He said, rather the common person, the regular Muslim, he may be better than him. Because the regular Muslim may stop and refrain from talking about these things. وَيَعْرِفُ جَهْلَهُ. And he may recognize that his ignorance. وَهَذَا لَا يَعْرِفْ أَنْهُ جَاهِلْ. But the one who's memorized a lot, he doesn't know that he's ignorant. Because he thinks, أَنَا حَفِدْتُ كَذَا. I've memorized such and such. أَنَا أَسْتَحِقْ أَنَا تَكَلَّمْ. وَأَنْأُفْتِي وَإِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ. Somebody may say, what's the proof? The Adilla, there are many proofs for this statement of the Shaykh. The Shaykh, he will bring a hadith بعد قليل من أحاديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. However, الواقع كذلك يشهد لذلك. You have individuals, حفظ القرآن, they've memorized the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are إما in masajid, لكن هم يذهبون إلى القبور يطوفون بالقبور ويدعون الأموات إلى آخره من الشركيات. You have individuals, they memorize the Quran, the imams in masajid, they recite it daily, but at the same time you find they go to the graves, they make tawaf around the graves, they call upon the dead, and they commit all types of shirk. Has their memorization benefited them in the slightest? No. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به. Verily Allah does not forgive that partners be associated with him. That is why نعم الحفظ, memorization مع الفهم, with understanding, that's the key. And we should ask Allah عز وجل for understanding. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because understanding is a gift from Allah عز وجل. Understanding is a gift from Allah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقه في الدين. Whoever Allah wants good for, he gives him understanding of the religion. Not just memorization. Understanding of the deen. And another proof that it's not just about memorization, the Sahaba, they used to say, if somebody memorized Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran, they would be viewed, held in high esteem fi zaman al-Sahaba. Why? Because the Sahaba, when they would learn the Quran, they would memorize 10 ayat and they would not move on until they understood the rulings and the ahkam and the meanings of those ayat. And who is, no one is equal to the Sahaba in fahm, in understanding of the religion. No one. So the Shaykh, he continued, he said, ليست المسألة كثرة حفظ أو كثرة كلام. The issue is not about memorizing a lot or speaking a lot. المسألة مسألة فقه. The issue is about understanding the religion correctly. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. That is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, رُبَّ مُبَلِّغٍ أَوْعَى. It is possible that somebody who conveys knowledge, somebody who transmits knowledge, you didn't hear it directly, it was conveyed to them, أَوْعَى مِنْ سَامِعٍ. He understands it more than the one who heard it directly. It is possible that somebody who conveys knowledge, he understands it more than the one who heard it directly. It's possible. فَقَدْ يَحْفَظَ الْإِنسَانِ وَيَنْقُلْ وَيَرْوِي لَكِنْ يَكُونْ هُنَاكْ مَنْ هُوَ أَفْقَ مِنْ. There may be someone, he memorizes, he conveys, he narrates, but there may be somebody more knowledgeable than him. رُبَّ حَامِ الْفِقْ وَهُوَ غَيْرُ فَقِيهِ. It's possible somebody carries knowledge, but they don't understand the knowledge that they carry. They just convey it. هُوَ حَامِلٌ وَنَاقِلٌ لَكِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِفَقِيهِ. الْفِقْ هِبَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Understanding is a gift that Allah Azza wa Jalla gives to those whom He chooses from His servants. لَكِنْ إِذَا اسْتَغَلَّهَا وَنَمَّاهَا إِنْتَفَعَ بِهَا. If a person utilizes their understanding and develops it, he will benefit from it. وَإِنْ أَهْمَلَهَا ضَاعَتْ. And if he is negligent concerning it, then it will be lost and it will be wasted. So that is the kalam of Al-Shaykh Al-Fawzan, Ma'al-Ikhtisar Al-Shadeed, summarizing it heavily in places. So inshallah, I'll read the explanation from Al-Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah Ta'ala for this passage. Again, the passage of Al-Barbahari Rahimahullah, فَانْظُرْ رَحِمَكُ اللَّهِ كُلَّ مَنْ سَمِعْتَ كَلَامَهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ زَمَانِكَ خَاصَ فَلَا تَعْجَلَنَّ وَلَا تَدْخُلَنَّ فِي شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ حَتَّى تَسْأَلَ وَتَنْظُرْ. Examine carefully. May Allah have mercy upon you. The speech of everyone you hear from in your time. The speech of everyone you hear from in your time particularly. So do not act in haste. And do not enter into anything from it until you ask and you analyze. هَلْ تَكَلَّمَ فِيهِ أَحَدٍ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Have any of the companions spoken about it? Or أحد من العلماء, or any of the scholars. فإن أصبت فيه أثرا عنهم فتمسك به. If you find a narration from any of them about it, cling to it. And do not leave it for anything, and do not give preference to anything over it, and thus fall into the fire. The Shaykh, he said, يرشد المؤلف رحمه الله من يقرأ كلامه أو يبلغه إلى التروي والابتعاد عن العجلة في تلقف الكلام دون التفات إلى كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The author, may Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon him, is directing those who read his speech or whom it reaches to reflect upon what you hear. Reflect upon everything what you hear from the people of your time specifically. And avoid being hasty when accepting speech without referring to the Quran, to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and what the companions were upon. وما كان عليه الصحابة من رشد وهدى واعتصام بالكتاب والسنة وما كانوا عليه من نفور من أهل الباطل والبدع. So you analyze the speech that you hear in light of the Quran, the Sunnah, what the companions were upon, from guidance, correctness, and clinging to the Quran and the Sunnah, and how the companions they were in terms of fleeing from falsehood and innovations. That is the approach. Why? ومن معرفة السلف حتى إن المتتبع لسيرهم لا يجد أحد منهم وقع في بدعة. The one who he studies the biographies of the companions, he will never find any of them falling into بدعة. الذي يدعي أن الصحابة من الصحابة من وقع في بدعة وكذاب. Whoever claims that any of the companions they fell into بدعة, then he is lying. Whoever claims that any of the صحابة they fell into بدعة, then he is a liar. نعم. That is why the adhan of Uthman رضي الله عنه is not said that it is a بدعة. It is not said that it is a bid'ah.
هذا غير صحيح. None of the companions, they fell into bid'ah. Allah Azza wa Jal zakkahum radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likewise athna alayhim. La tasubbu ashabi. Do not insult any of my companions. If you were to spend the like of Uhud in gold, you would not reach even the handful of one of them, on even half of it. So the Shaykh, he said, Hafidhullah ta'ala, in explanation, he said, the one who studies the biographies of the companions, لا يجد أحد منهم وقع في بدعة. ومن معرفة السلف الصالح وإمة الهدى لمكانة الصحابة وأنهم على الحق والحق يدور معهم حيث داروا ومن معرفة المؤلف لواقعهم المشرق حذر من دخول المسلم السني في شيء مما يسمعه من أهل زمانه حتى يسأل أهل العلم. Due to the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih, the rightly guided predecessors, and the Imams of guidance, because the ulama of the Salaf, they understood the station of the companions, and that the companions were upon the truth, and the truth was in the positions that the companions they adopted. That the truth was in the positions that the companions they adopted. And from the understanding of the author, meaning Al-Barbahari, of their illustrious standing, meaning the standing of the companions, he warned the Sunni Muslim from entering into anything until he asked the people of knowledge. يحذر حذر من دخول المسلم السني في شيء مما يسمعه في أهل زماني حتى يسأل أهل العلم. Don't accept anything, don't enter anything until you ask the people of knowledge of your time. Like for example, Daesh. That's the mushkil in our time. The problem, Daesh, ISIS, they have a lot of propaganda upon the internet. They have various propaganda videos on the internet. The mushkil, the problem is there are a lot of ignorant people. They go on the internet and they listen to these shubahat, these doubts, and they get caught, فَيَقَعُونَ فِي شَبَكَتِهِمْ, and they get caught in the net of Daesh. However, look, somebody who doesn't know, even somebody that doesn't have knowledge, with these basic principles. Firstly, you hear something from these khawarij, these extremists. What do you do? Tas'al ahl al-ilm. You ask the people of knowledge. That's from the steps. Likewise, yata'ammal. You reflect over it. Yabhath. You research it. فِذَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْقَوْلِ قَدْ قَالَ بِهِ الصَّحَابَ. If it becomes clear to you that the sahaba, they mention that what these people have claimed, نعم أو يدل عليه نص من كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ به. So when you analyze the speech of these individuals, whoever it may be, if their speech it is an agreement to that which the Sahaba were upon, you accept it. Or that which is established by the Quran and the Sunnah, you accept it. By the text of the book and the Sunnah, you accept it. But we know, يعني علم اليقين, that what they stated goes against the way of the companions and against the Quran and against the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. One of the proofs that these individuals, and like I said, they have many shubahat, wal-ajwiba mujmala wal-mufassala, the responses to Daesh and those who are like them, it can be detailed and in general. One of the greatest proofs that they're upon dalala, misguidance, is that they don't have one scholar with them. Name to me one alim that is with them, that supports them. You will not be able to name one, except somebody that they plucked up from yesterday that nobody knows his name. Somebody they brought, they never heard of him. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who was he? Where did he come from? Who are Mashbun? We don't know anything about him. So these individuals, they don't have wala alim ma'ahum, wala alim. Not one scholar. So that's kafiya, sufficient to show that they're upon misguidance. So Sheikh Rabbi, he said here, the author is warning the Sunni Muslim as it pertains to what he hears from the people of his time. You have these individuals now, they've come, Daesh, they yuqatilun al-abriya, they're killing people, Muslims, they're murdering Muslims. More Muslims have been murdered by them than non-Muslims, but also they're murdering innocent non-Muslims. They're murdering people in the name, in the slogan of jihad. So now in our time, we hear what they say, we analyze it. هَلْ تَكَلَّمَ بِهِ أَحْ مِنَ الصَّحَابَةِ. Did any of the Sahaba say that? Is that in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Salaf of the Ummah? Who from them? مَنْ مِنُ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Who from the scholars? أَفْتَ بِهَادَ. Where did they study? Who are their ulama? Aslan. Who are they? These are basic questions that the Muslim, alhamdulillah, he asks.
And as we said, هؤلاء مشبوهون. These individuals, their history is murky. It's very murky. It's very suspicious. Because the only people they serve, the only people they benefit, are those people that want to portray Islam in a bad light and the Muslims in a bad light. Then the Shaykh, he said, فَإِن لَمْ يَجِدْ شَيْئًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَلْيَأْخُذْ حَذْرَهُ مِنْ هَذَا الْكَلَامَ الْغَرِيبِ الَّذِي لَا دَلِيلَ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَلَا مِنْ سُنَّةٍ وَلَا مِنْ فِقْهِ الصَّحَابَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا مِنْ فِقْهِ أَحَدٍ مِنْهُمْ. نعم. So the Shaykh, he said, وَإِن لَمْ يَجِدْ شَيْئًا, explaining the paragraph of Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, وَإِن لَمْ يَجِدْ شَيْئًا مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَلْيَأْخُذْ حَذْرَهُ. If a person doesn't find any of that, no ayah, no hadith, no understanding of the Sahaba, then he is extremely cautious about this strange speech that is not supported by the Book of Allah, nor the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor is it supported by the understanding of the Sahaba, nor the understanding of any from among them. وَهَذَا الْمِقْيَاسِ, this scale, this مِقْيَاسِ يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ عِنْدَ الشَّحِيحِ بِدِينِهِ, it should be present. This is the correct scale which should be present in anyone who is cautious and careful with their religion. This should be taught to all children. People say learning your religion, or those individuals, they are extreme. Or those individuals, the people of Sunnah, they are fundamentalists. If the general people were to study the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Sahaba, the books of the Salaf, you would not find young kids going on the internet joining Daesh. This is protection from the Khawarij. Because when you have this miqyas, when you have, alhamdulillah, this scale, and you're judging the speech of the people, you're not just rushing to accept things, alhamdulillah, you're going to be very cautious with your religion. Because your religion is more precious than your wealth. Problem is, you have individuals, no, they don't want their children to learn, they don't want, you know, no, don't go there, don't learn, لَا تَتَعَلَّمْ مِنْ فُلَانُ or فُلَانُ, meaning مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. So their child is like a lone sheep, ready for the shaitan to devour. So that child goes on the internet, and then you have what we saw in Pennsylvania, where that young child, he was on the internet, supposedly, wallahu alam, they said he was looking up extremist information and literature. That's what happens. When the individuals, that's why al-fiqh fi al-deen is ismu min al-fitan, learning your religion, understanding your religion, it will safeguard you, inshallah ta'ala, from falling into fitan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said it. He said, "Taraktu fiikum ma in tamassaktum bihima lan tadillu ba'di abada." I have left with you two things. That which if you hold on to it, if you cling to it, you will never go astray after me. The Book of Allah and my Sunnah. It's a promise. If you hold on to the Quran and to the Sunnah, you will never go astray. With the understanding of the Sahaba, you will never go astray. So the Shaykh said, this is the correct scale that should be present in everyone who is cautious and careful with their religion. لِكُلِّ كَلَامٍ, when dealing with any speech, with all types of speech. Listen what he said next. He said, وَلَوْ صَدَرَ مِنْ كِبَارِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, he said, even if that speech it came from the most senior of scholars, Allahu Akbar, and that is true. Even if the person who said it is عَالِمْ كَبِيرٌ نَحْتَرِمُ وَنُحِبُّ, we love him and we respect him, but what he says, يُخَالِفْ مَا فِي الْكِتَابِ of his sunnah, or يُخَالِفْ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّحَابَ, or it opposes what the companions were upon, alhamdulillah, نَحْتَرِمُهُ وَهُوَ مَأْجُورِ لِإِجْتِهَادِهِ, he is rewarded for his ijtihad. However, we don't accept that mistake. الْخَطَى مَرْدُود, الْخَطَى is مَرْدُود. And that is why just coming to and saying, والشيخ فلان يقول أنه لا بأس به, أو الشيخ فلان يقول كذا, أو الشيخ فلان يقول كذا, هذا لا يغني. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, what did he say? He said, كلام العلماء يستدل له, the speech of the scholars, it is to be supported by proofs. You do not use it as a proof. You don't, saying the alim said is not a proof in itself. The proof is the Quran, Sunnah, with the understanding of the Sahaba. The statement of the scholar, it requires proof. So just saying, Sheikh Fulan said, it's okay. I can, وجالس المبتدع, I can sit with the innovators. أكون معهم. لا أحذر من الشرك. لا أحذر من البدعة. I don't have to warn against shirk. I don't have to warn against bid'ah. We don't accept that. لا نقبله. We don't accept it from anyone, no matter who it is. هكذا. That is the tarbiyah of the ulama. I remember Shaykhuna Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala. There's a markaz in the UK. It's known as Al-Muntada al-Islam. Al-Muntada, a famous center. Sururi. Safar Salman, that type of maslak. At that time, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen and some of the other mashaykh, they used to praise it. You can find this question, it's in Tuhfatul Mujib. So collection of fatwa of the Shaykh. Ask the Shaykh, what do you say about Al-Muntada al-Islami, bearing in mind that the Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen and Shaykh Fulan, they praise this center. Shaykh said, it's possible the mashayikh, they don't know the hal of this center, but they are wrong in what they state. Because based upon adilla, they have this error and that error and this error and that error. Hakadha. Because man alima hujja ala man lam ya'lam. The one who knows is a proof against the one who doesn't know. The one who knows is a proof against the one who doesn't know. So just naming a statement of a sheikh, the tarbiyah of the ulama is not that, okay, you're going to give me a statement of the sheikh, just and I have to accept it, even if it goes against what's in the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of the sahaba, the one who has that maslak, هذا سيقع في هفوات, he's going to make major mistakes. Why? Because you'll find an alim, he says music is okay. So do you say that music is okay? You will find a scholar, he says that certain types of alcoholic drinks are okay. Are you going to go now and drink those drinks? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. You will find a scholar, you will find ulama that have made mistakes. رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. May Allah have mercy upon all of them. هَؤُلَاء, the ulama of the sunnah, they fall, as we mentioned, under the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hakim al-hakim, when the judge, he makes a ruling, اجتهد, and he makes اجتهاد, he endeavors to arrive at the truth, and he is correct, he will have two rewards. If he is wrong, then he will have one reward. So they will be rewarded. And they are pardoned for their error if they are from the scholars of the sunnah. But still, we don't accept their error. That is why the ulama, they used to say, من تتبع رخص العلماء, whoever adopts all of the strange positions of the scholars, the mistakes of the scholars, he will gather all evil in him. If you take every strange, weak position of the scholar, you'll be listening to music. You might be drinking some types of alcoholic drinks. You might say that muta'a marriage is halal. You might be doing all types of craziness. And what type of religion will you have left with you? What type of religion will you have left with you? So the Shaykh, he said, وَلَوْ صَدَرَ مِنْ كِبَارِ الْعُلَمَاءِ وَقَدْ وَضَعَ الْعُلَمَاءَ النَّاصِحُونَ أُصُولًا. The scholars themselves, they've laid principles. لِمَا يُقْبَلْ مِنْ كَلَامِهِمْ وَمَا يُرَدْ. For that which is to be accepted from their speech and that which is to be rejected. We're not the mutaasiba min al-muqallideen who rigidly stick to the statement of their scholars. We're not mutaasiba. Look, and the Shaykh, he said, فَمِنْ أُصُولِهِمْ. These are principles. Memorize them. Utilize them. These principles are derived from the Qur'an and the Sunnah. فَإِنْ تَنَازَأَتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. If you differ in anything, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Return it back to Allah and His Messenger. Quran and Sunnah. He said from the principles, these are principles of the Salaf. كُلٌ يُؤْخَذْ مِنْ قَوْلِهِ وَيُرَدْ إِلَّا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. Everyone's speech is accepted and rejected except for who? The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Everyone can have some of their speech accepted and some of their speech may be rejected except for the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam yatakallam, he speaks in accordance to revelation. His kalam is wahi, revelation. As for anyone else, it's possible what they may say is true. It's possible that they may make a mistake. They're not ma'asum, infallible. If they agree with the Quran and the Sunnah, with the understanding of the Salaf of the Ummah, alhamdulillah, kalamuhum wa amaluhum, their speech or their action is maqbool. If what they say goes against the Quran and the Sunnah, with the understanding of the Salaf of the Ummah, no matter who they are, ka'ina man kan, if he's the greatest scholar in the dunya, kalamuhu mardood, his speech is rejected. Likewise, wa min usulihim ma qalahu al-imam al-shafi'i rahimahullah. What's the name of al-shafi'i? Abdul Aziz. Muhammad ibn Idris al-shafi'i. Ahad al-a'immat al-arba'a, one of the four imams. He said, إِذَا خَالَفَ قَوْلِي قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فضربوا بقول عرض الحائط. He said, if my statement opposes the statement of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, throw my statement against the wall, meaning discard it, don't pay any attention to it. Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam min a'immat al-deen, he said, if my statement goes against the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, throw my statement against the wall. Get rid of it, discard it, don't worry about it, ignore it. Likewise, قول الإمام أحمد رحمه الله لا تقلدني ولا تقلد مالكا ولا الأوزاعي خذ من حيث أخذوا. Don't blind follow me and do not blind follow Malik nor Auza'i, but take where they took from. Quran, Sunnah, understanding of the Sahaba. Some of the Muta'asiba, those who blindly follow the Madahib, they say, no, here the ulama yukhatibun al-ulama al-mujtahideen. They're talking to scholars, they're not talking to the general people. How can they be talking to the ulama al-mujtahideen when Imam Ahmad, he said, la tuqallidni, don't blind follow me. The alim who is mujtahid, he doesn't have any need to make taqlid of other scholars. This is general for everybody. لا تقلدني ولا تقلد مالكا. Don't blind follow me. Don't blind follow Malik. Don't blind follow Auza'i. Yasir, what's the name of Auza'i? We took a week ago. Brother next to you. Fadl, naam. Abdurrahman ibn Amr, when did he die? توفي في أي سنة؟ Anas, Mata. هذا ميلادي لكن الهجري متى؟ نعم أحسنت. خلاص, I'll stop with one thing I wanted to mention. It's a narration that highlights everything that we've learned from this درس. And it's a narration from the Sahaba, well known, alhamdulillah, most probably قد سمعتموه, you most probably heard it مرات عديدة, many times. But in this narration, we see how the Sahaba, they dealt with the speech of the people, they dealt with ماذا, what took place in their time. And we find it in the Musnad of Ad-Darimi رحمه الله تعالى. And he said, أخبرنا الحكم ابن المبارك حدثنا عمر ابن يحيى قال سمعت أبي يحدثنا به قال كنا نجلس على باب عبد الله بن مسعود. He said, we were sitting at the door of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud قبل الصلاة الغداة, before the morning prayer. What's the morning prayer here? صلاة الغداة. نعم. فإذا خرج مشينا معه إلى المسجد. So they said, we used to sit at the door of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Look at that example right there. We used to sit at the door of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. فَإِذَا خَرَجَ مَشَيْنَا مَعُهُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. And when he used to come out, we used to walk with him to the masjid. Al-ilm, knowledge, we go to knowledge. Knowledge doesn't come to us. We al-ilm yu'ta ilayh. You go to knowledge, knowledge doesn't come to you. Don't think that knowledge, لا ينال العلم براحة الجسد. فجاءنا أبو موسى الأشعري. أبو موسى الأشعري, صحابي رضي الله عنه. جليل, فضائله كثيرة. Has many virtues. So the narrator said, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari came while we were waiting for Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. فجاءنا أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه فقال أخرج إليكم أبو عبد الرحمن. He asked him, did Abu Abd al-Rahman come out? Meaning, did Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, did he come out yet? قلنا بعد لا. He still hasn't appeared. He hasn't left yet. فجلس معنا حتى خرج. He sat with us until Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he came out. Look at the respect that the even Sahaba, they had towards other Sahaba who were known for their virtue and their ilm. Look at the ihtiram that the believers, they have for one another, their respect. قلنا بعد لا فجلس معنا حتى خرج. فلما خرج قمنا إليه جميعا. When he came out, we all went to him. فقال له أبو موسى, أبو موسى الأشعري said, يا أبا عبد الرحمن, إني رأيت في المسجد آنفا أمرا أنكرته ولم أرى والحمد لله إلا خيرا. He said, this is Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, Sahabi, as we said, many virtues. He said, I said to him, meaning to Ibn Mas'ud, oh Abu Abd al-Rahman, that was his kunya, I saw in the masjid something that I rejected, I criticized, meaning I disagreed with it. But I did not see except something, it appeared to be good. It appeared to be something that was good. So Ibn Mas'ud, he said, فما هو؟ What is it? What did you see? قال إن عشت فستراه. قال ما رأيت. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said to Ibn Mas'ud, if you live, then you will see it yourself. So he asked him again, what did you see? قال رأيت في المسجد قوما حلقة جلوسا ينتظرون الصلاة في كل حلقة رجل وفي أيديهم حصى فيقول كبروا مئة فيكبرون مئة فيقول هللوا مئة فيهللون مئة ويقول سبحوا مئة فيسبحون مئة. He said, I saw in the masjid a people, they were sitting in circles waiting for the prayer. And in every circle there was a man, and in his hand he had pebbles. And he would say to them, Kabbiru mia, say Allahu Akbar 100 times. And they would say Allahu Akbar 100 times. And he would say, say La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah 100 times. And they would say La ilaha illallah 100 times. He would say, say Subhanallah, exalted and glorified is Allah Azza wa Jal, and free from any imperfections. And they would say Subhanallah 100 times. قال فماذا قلت لهم؟ Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, what did you say to them? He said, ما قلت لهم شيئا انتظار رأيك وانتظار أمرك. He said, I never said anything to them until I consulted you and I wanted to see your, what your opinion was. This is a Sahabi returning to another Sahabi. Subhanallah, look at that. That's ajeeb, ikhwan. He was a companion, but he didn't want to speak until he returned to somebody who was more knowledgeable than him, Ibn Mas'ud. So look, that supports the statement of Al-Barbahari. What you hear from the speech of the people, especially in your time, don't rush to accept it. Ask, analyze what you hear. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَتَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. Return to the ulama. تستشيرهم, consult them, ask them. How many times you have individuals يستقلون وهم ليسوا بعلماء. Individuals, they're not scholars, but they give fatawa on their own independently. They don't consult with anyone. So قال أفلا أمرتهم أن يعدوا سيئاتهم. He said, why didn't you, Ibn Mas'ud said to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, why didn't you instruct them to count their evil deeds? SubhanAllah, because what is bid'ah? What they were doing was bid'ah. And bid'ah, kullu bid'atin dalala. Every innovation is misguidance, and misguidance is in the hellfire. So Ibn Mas'ud said, why did you not instruct them to count their evil deeds? Remember, and we alluded to it in the previous lessons, about the statement of Al-Barbahari rahimahullah, how innovations, they start small, but they end up large and great. So the narration continues. Ibn Mas'ud said, ثم مضى ومضينا معه حتى أتى حلقة من تلك الحلق فوقف عليهم فقال. Ibn Mas'ud went to them. He said he departed and we went with him. So we came to one of their circles. From their circles, فوقف عليهم فقال. And Ibn Mas'ud stood at the head of, by their circle, and he said to them, ما هذا الذي أراكم تصنعون. He said, ask them, what is it that I see you doing? What is it that I see you doing? قالوا يا أبا عبد الرحمن. They said, oh Abu Abd al-Rahman, حصر, pebbles. نعد به التكبير والتهليل والتسبيح. We're only using these pebbles to say Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, to count. He said to them, فعدوا سيئاتكم, count your evil deeds. It's bid'ah. It's evil. The Prophet ﷺ never taught us to do this. Count your bid'ah. Count your evil deeds. And that, ikhwan, if you go to a masjid, عندهم مخالفات, عندهم بدعه, هكذا الموقف الصحيح. إن كنا رجالا. That's the correct way. Well, if you see bid'ah, you give nasiha بالأسلوب الحسن, in a good way. You don't remain silent. You see people يحتفلون بمولد النبي, they celebrate the Prophet's birthday, you don't remain silent. You advise them, you give them nasiha. You see people making shirk. I told you the story about many times when I was in the masjid. I prayed in a masjid in the UK outside of my city. I didn't know the masajid in the area. It was in Newport. Friday, I went in the masjid. It was a khutbah, a jum'ah. The imam, I heard him say, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, help us. in Arabic. It was in Urdu, but that's the only thing I understood. Shirk. هَوَلَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ They associate partners with Allah عز وجل. It appears to be a Bredwi masjid. Naam, Bredwi masjids, they allow shirk, shirkiyat. وَالصَّلَاةِ لَا تَجُوزُ وَرَاءَهُمْ It's not allowed to pray behind them. Why? Because هذا الشرك يخرج من الملة. So at that time, Jama'at al-Tabligh, they were in the masjid. Jama'at al-Tabligh, they were in the masjid. They speak Urdu. I don't speak Urdu. So I went to one of the Tablighis. I said to them, listen, Akhi, he was born in the UK. I said, I don't speak the same language as the brother. You speak his language. He doesn't speak English. Go to him and advise him that saying, Ya Rasulullah, making dua to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is shirk. Advise him. Give him nasiha. Anta tadda'i annaka tad'u ila Allah. You're claiming that you're here giving da'wah ila Allah Azza wa Jal. Tad'u an-nas ila al-huda. You're calling people to guidance. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illa hu, he said to me, he said, Akhi, if I advise, it's going to be fitna. Ayyu fitnatin akbar min ash-shirk? What fitna is greater than shirk? What fitna is greater than shirk? And what da'wah? Wa ayyu da'watin? What da'wah is it that is established on that foundation? As-sukut an ash-shirkiyat. Wal-bid'ah. Remaining silent about shirk and innovations. Wallahi ya da'wah la khayra fiha. There's no benefit in that. Because if a person... إذا صلى وصام وحج وفعل من الطاعات ما فعل وأشرك بالله عز وجل الشرك الأكبر ومات على ذلك من غير توبة فإنه مخلد في النار خالدا فيها. That individual, even though he prays, even though he fasted, even though he made hajj, if he associated partners with Allah عز وجل with major shirk, he's going to the hellfire forever. Who says so? Allah عز وجل, he said it. Whoever associates partners with Allah تبارك وتعالى ومن يشرك بالله فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ Whoever associates partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will prevent them from entering Jannah. And their abode is the hellfire, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ May Allah protect us all from that. But look, ikhwan, look at that. I don't want to cause fitna. That is why when we see individuals going to these masajid, yes, you want to give them da'wah. Like we said, كُنْ رَجُلًا عَلَيْنَا نَكُنْ رِجَالًا We have to be men. What is it, when I say be men, what does that mean? We have to نَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Enjoying the good and do it and perform it and forbid the evil and stay away from it. If we see bid'ah, we advise them, nansahum, billati hiya ahsan, in the best way. Like Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. So then they said, look what Ibn Mas'ud, he said, wayhakum ya ummata Muhammadin ma asra'a halakatukum. He said, woe be to you, O Ummah of Muhammad, how quick you are to your destruction. He said, ha'ula'i sahabatu nabiyikum mutawafirun. These are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are widespread among you. وَهَذِي ثِيَابُهُ لَمْ تَبْلَى These are the garments of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have not yet decayed. وَآنِيَتُهُ لَمْ تُكْسَرْ The vessels of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the vessels, meaning drinking vessels or eating vessels, they have not been broken yet. He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إِنَّكُمْ لَعَلَى مِلَّةٍ هِيَ أَهَدَى مِن مِلَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ أَوْ مُفْتَتِحُ بَابْ ضَلَالَةٍ He said, by the one whom my soul is in his hand, he swore by Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, either what you are upon, it is of more guidance than the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either what you are upon is of more guidance than the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or you are opening a door to misguidance and deviation. And we know that it's the latter. They are certainly opening a door to misguidance. Because we know he's saying that as a refutation upon them. وَإِلَّا فَهُوَ مَعْلُومٌ It's known that they're not upon huda that is أَهْدَى مِنْ هَجِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Look what they said. قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ يَا أَبَا عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ مَا أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْخَيْرِ They said, by Allah, O Abu Abd al-Rahman, we only wanted good. And this is going to tie into the next lesson tomorrow. So remember this. He said, Wallahi, ma aradna illa al-khayr. And this is important. Ha'ula, the individuals that we see, alladhina yaqa'una mada fi al-mukhalafat, fi al-bid'a' wa hadhi al-umur, we don't, ma nattahim niyatihim. We don't accuse their intentions. Al-niyat baynahum wa bayna Allah azza wa jal. Nakilu sara'irahum ila Allah azza wa jal. We entrust what is in their hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lakin nahkum bid-dahir. We judge upon what is apparent. We judge upon what is apparent. So they said to Ibn Mas'ud, Wallahi ma aradna illa al-khayr. Like when you go to people in this time And if you see them doing something haram, he's drinking alcohol, wal-iyadu billah, or the woman, she's not covered, or you see somebody doing something and it's clear, you jahir bihi, you go to them, you say, brother, fear Allah. Sister, fear Allah. Ittaqi Allah azza wa jal. Ma urid laka illa al-khair. I only want good for you. They say, iman is in my heart. A'udhu billah min hadha al-batil. Al-iman qawlan wa amal wa i'tiqad yazidu bi-ta'a wa yanqus bil-ma'asiyah. Naam. Iman is in the heart. It is mada on the tongue. It is statement of the tongue. And it is actions of the limbs. It increases with obedience and it decreases with disobedience. These individuals, they say, wallahi ma aradna illa al-khair. All we want is good. Ibn Mas'ud, he said, radiallahu an, he said, وَكَمْ مِنْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَنْ يُسِيبَهُ. He said, how many people, they want good, they never attain it. How many people, now they want good, but they never achieve it. They want good, but they never achieve the good that they want. And inshallah, this will tie into tomorrow's lesson, so I don't want to go into too much detail. He said, إِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَدَّثَنَا أَنَّ قَوْمًا يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ لَا يُجَاوِزُ تَرَاقِيَهُمْ. He said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us about a people, they read the Qur'an, but it doesn't go past their throats. The Khawarij, Daesh, Al-Qaeda, Shabab, Boko Haram, these people, they read the Qur'an, it doesn't go past their throats. Khawarij. Naam. شَرُّ الْخَلْقِ وَالْخَلِيقَةِ. The most evil of the creation. That's how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described them. Kilab al-Nar, the dogs of the hellfire. He said, by Allah, ma adri, la'alla aktharahum minkum, thumma tawalla anhum. Na'am. And then he said, I do not know. Ibn Mas'ud, maybe the majority of you are from among them, meaning the individuals that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about, and then he departed from them, he left them. So he gave them nasiha and he left them. He gave them nasiha and then he left them. He never, يعني, لا نصاحب المبتدعة. He never stayed with them and said, oh, I'm going to be with you after I... No. نصحهم ثم تركهم. والذي رجع الحمد لله رجع إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا. ونريد الخير لكل الناس. We want good for all people. حتى الكافر نريد له أن يهتدي. Even the non-Muslim, we want him to be upon, يعني, يهتدي إلى الإسلام, to be guided to Islam. So, obviously, من باب أولى, more so the Muslim. We want good for all Muslims. Al-Muslimin, yani nurid al-khayr lahum, kullahum, all of them. However, there's a way that we give them da'wah because da'wah is tawqifiyya, meaning in accordance to the Quran, Sunnah, understanding of the Salaf. Then Amr ibn Salama, he said, Ra'ayna amata ula'ik. He said, I saw the majority. He said, I saw the majority of these individuals. They were fighting against us on the day of Nahrawan with the Khawarij. The majority of these individuals. Who started off just with throwing the pebbles. He said, I saw them with the Khawarij fighting against us on the day of Nahrawan. Look at that, subhanallah al-azim. May Allah azza wa jalla protect us from bid'ah. Small and major. That which appears small and that which is great. So alhamdulillah. And with that, we'll stop inshallah ta'ala. And we'll continue tomorrow on the next point. Wa subhanaka wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.